We gather to worship. We gather here to sing God's praises, to give Him glory. Isaiah 43 verse 7 tells us that we were created for the glory of God. We were formed, we were made, we were created to bring God glory, to bring God praise, to bring God worship. And there's a problem because we didn't do that very well. In fact, we chose to rebel against God. We were created to be in relationship with God, to bring Him glory and praise. And instead, we listened to the enemy and we said, yeah, we think maybe he's smarter and we should be in control of our own lives. We shouldn't let God control our lives. We're going to actually take things into our own hands and do our own thing. Be our own God, be our own master, and we're not going to listen to our Creator. We rebelled against Him. We rebelled against Him in the garden, and we've been spitting in His face ever since. We're not being who we were created to be. We were created to bring Him praise and bring Him glory. And instead, we dishonor Him by not even listening to Him, not even giving Him the time of day, not even paying attention to Him. And He could have left us in that state. He could have abandoned us and said, okay, well, what you deserve is, and I'm going to give you what you deserve. But instead, He chose to send a rescuer, a redeemer. He chose to send His only Son, Jesus, to pay the price we owe, to set us free from the penalty we deserve, so that we could again bring glory and praise to God. We could fulfill our purpose. So many people are looking for purpose and meaning in life. Why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing with my life? You were created to glorify God, to enjoy the relationship with God. That's what you were made for. And when you start to do that, you begin to experience fulfillment, purpose, meaning in life. Ephesians is a beautiful book. Talks about chapter 1. He says over and over again, to the praise of His glorious grace. To the praise of His glorious grace. In chapter 2, he talks about our condition, dead in trespasses and sins, and God's amazing love, who came to rescue us, to pay our price, to make us alive. It says in Ephesians 2:7, so that in the coming ages He might show the immeasurable riches of His grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. This is just such a beautiful thing that God has done. So we were created to bring God praise and glory, to walk in obedience to Him, enjoying relationship with Him. We chose to go our own way, and we deserve hell. But God sent His only Son, Jesus, God in the flesh, in human form, to pay our price, to receive the penalty we deserve, and give us forgiveness, reconciliation as a gift. Nothing we earned, nothing we deserved, but freely, grace through faith, simple trust, dependence on the work of another. No credit to us, no glory to us. We can't boast. We're His workmanship. And yet we're created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. He says, I've created you, I have redeemed you, and now I am setting you free to be who you were created to be, to bring me glory in response to grace. What a treasure we have as believers, that we can be who we were created to be, to walk in the good works that He prepared in advance for us to do in order to bring Him praise and glory. And in the meantime, as a side effect, we get blessed. We enjoy meaning and purpose and fulfillment in life because we're being who we were created to be. We're doing what we were created to do, and it's all because of Jesus. It's all a free gift of grace towards sinners like us. We're gonna take communion. We're gonna remember together what it cost. This salvation that we enjoy, what an amazing thing. And it's all grace. Jesus paid our price with His blood, so that we could be reconciled to a holy God, so that we could enjoy fellowship with the God who created us for His glory. I invite the men to come to serve you the bread and the juice, reminders of what Jesus did for you and for me. We're going to give Him thanks together. We'll serve you if you're a believer. Take that, hold on to that, reflect on what Jesus did for you. Worship Him. And we'll take that together as a body of believers, one body in Christ. Father, thank You for sending our Lord Jesus to be our substitute, to be our sacrifice. Jesus, thank You for laying down Your life in our place and for our sins. And Spirit, thank You for making us alive, making us new, giving us new hearts, new desires, hearts that want to please You, that want to worship You, that enjoy Your presence. Rather than running and hide, we want to run toward You. We want to be with You. And today, as we gather as Your body, as Your church, we want to remember You, Jesus, what You did. Remember what it cost. We want to bring You our worship, our praise, our adoration, our affection. We want to just sit at Your feet and enjoy Your presence here with us. Blood-bought presence, that we can be in the presence of a holy, righteous, good God. Thank You for bread and juice that reminds us of what it cost. What a treasure it is to gather as Your people, Your body, a blood-bought people. Centered on worshiping You, united around You. Thank You for the privilege of coming into Your presence to worship You. We remember. We remember what it cost, and we want to say thank You. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out for you. Drink.